check sports. Let's check sports right now. All right. We don't have Mike Causey in the building or on the telephone or anything. We'll start off at Major League Baseball. Well, I'm sorry, Boston Red Sox fans, but I think you'll have to wait till next year. I think the bell is ringing. Red Sox lost their second game in a row last night. They are now 10 games behind the Yankees. They are now 4 games behind Tampa Bay. That means the Yankees have played 91 games. 91. And that means, what, there's 71 left? So if the Yankees were to go 51-20, the Red Sox would have to go 61-10 to catch them. If the Yankees were to go 41-20, the Red Sox would have to go 51-unless it just doesn't look likely. So from first to third. Anyway, Tampa Bay's keeping pace with the Yankees. They're 6 games back. There's a big 4-game series coming up in New York for that. So the Yankees have a 6-game lead over Tampa Bay and a 10-game lead over Boston. And now the Central Division is getting a little interesting. Minnesota has a 6.5-game lead over Cleveland. That's where the interesting ends there. The American League West, Houston is back on a roll. All cylinders. They got that Altuve guy back who's just doing what he does, which is playing great baseball. They're now back up to a 6-game lead, this time over Oakland, because Oakland has been on a tear lately, and Texas falls to 9 games back. In the National League, Atlanta has a 7-game lead over, guess who just got into second place? Washington. They've got an 8.5-game lead over Philadelphia. The Mets are 14.5 back, and then there's Miami. The National League Central, Chicago has opened up a 2.5-game bulge over Milwaukee, 3 over St. Louis, 5.5 over Pittsburgh, and 6.5 over Cincinnati. And out west, it's all over. The Dodgers with a 14.5-game lead over both Arizona and Colorado. San Diego, 16 games back. And San Francisco, mired in last place, 17-3. All right. I'm trying to pick up the story, and I haven't been able to pick it up yet in sports. Here it is. ESPN. You know who they hired as their analyst? Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf has been hired. He'll be paired with Clay Maverick and call games on ESPN2 and ESPNU. He was a former number 2 NFL draft pick for San Diego. He finished 3rd in the Heisman Trophy. He had a tumultuous 4-year NFL career where his life fell apart. So Ryan Leaf is the guy. Hey, Eddie Meza joined us this morning. Nice to see you out there, Eddie. Had a good day yesterday at the car show. And every car I was looking at, I was thinking, just imagine, Eddie, if that car wash was done, they could have all gotten their car wash going right past your place. Good morning, though, buddy. I see progress there. I do. Oh, goodness gracious. All right, so back to sports now. So now, they couldn't get Ryan Leaf, a 4-year loser in the NFL. They got Ryan Leaf, a 4-year loser. Who couldn't they get? They couldn't get Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning would not take any NFL color job. Why? Because a couple of different reasons. First of all, he didn't want to be put in a position to criticize his brother or where he'd have to criticize any of his former teammates. And they say that if Peyton ever takes a network job, it'll be after Eli finished his career and he gets a little bit further away from his playing fellows who he played with. So that's that's the story with the NFL. I don't know what to say other than that, but I think that's smart. I think he's got enough money where he can sit it out 3 or 4 years till all his good friends no longer play football, and then he can speak forthrightly without them getting upset. How about that Wimbledon final, huh? I'm not a big I didn't watch it, but I watched the replays of it. Borjic defeated Federer. He got his 5th Wimbledon title, and that was quite a match they had. That's all I can see. All right. Okay, let's see here. Anything else? I don't think so. I think I think I've about covered sports enough this morning.